Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to be with you on this Thursday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Our producer, as always, is Aaron Berlin. And great to have you with us on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Orlando in action last night. They were riding a two-game win streak, a chance to make it three, against the Detroit Pistons, who had lost five consecutive games. Magic had beaten them four consecutive times on their home floor, so it all set up perfect for a three-game win streak, and then you race out to a 15-point lead in the first quarter. And you're thinking, this is awesome. This team's clicking. It's figured something out. But unfortunately, that was not the case. Detroit grabs a win 103-96. That 15-point lead would quickly evaporate in the first quarter. Then you race out to a 9-point lead in the third quarter. And unfortunately, they were able to come back again. And they actually got up by as many as 10 in that fourth quarter before going on to win 103-96. 23 points, 19 rebounds for Andre Drummond, 20 for Blake Griffin. 27 points for Evan Fournier, who was fantastic. The entire starting five for the Magic was terrific. And listen, I the point of today's show is not to pile on this second unit. They know they had a bad game. I'm sure they had a great practice today, and I promise you they will be better tomorrow against the Washington Wizards. These are capable players that have had success in this league. And have had success this year. So we know that they're going to bounce back, and they have to, because like Coach Clifford said last night, you can't win with five guys. If you have five guys playing, then you're not going to win basketball games. And he had to ride that second unit, and unfortunately, they did not perform. It was abysmal. The numbers were not kind at all. Second unit players not named Terrence Ross were 1 for 14. We're going to get into all this with Bo Outlaw here in a minute. He was on the telecast last night with us on Fox Sports Florida and want to get his perspective. He's been a starter. He's been part of that second unit, so I think he can offer some unique perspective kind of on what that mindset should be for the second unit. But Coach Clifford did make some comments last night that I do think we need to address.
Can't play five guys and win. Everybody's got to be ready to play. Well, you know, one of the things that does have to change is we have to have all of us expectations of playing well. Instead of just saying, this guy did this good and all this stuff and the fans saying, good job. It's not okay. This league is about winning in the playoffs, one thing. And that's one of our problems. The expectations are so much different than when I was here before. You know, those guys didn't play well back well. They heard about it. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And these guys need to hear about it, too, because they're good enough to play better, too. And I need to hear about it, too. That's all fine. That's part of this. Let's just tell the story, okay? The bench was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. That's it.
And there you go. And there you go. There's no silver lining. There's no, hey, this guy, you know, Terrence Ross played well. There's no this or that or, you know, this unit's undermanned or not healthy, whatever it may be. That's not the case. The story is that group needs to be better, and I suspect that they will. I think message was received. I applaud Coach Clifford for making that strong statement, you know, and sticking to it. And I think that resonated. I think those guys learned it. And listen, and I think if they don't perform, there's other guys that are going to take their spot, and Kem Birch and Briscoe and Frazier, you know, that'll be ready to go. So anyway, I think they'll learn from it. I think they'll move on. They need to, because this Magic team is going to need everyone on the roster clicking on all cylinders. So hopefully that will be the case. Magic did have three or more dunks in the game last night, so that means you get free soup, salad, and breadsticks at any participating Central Florida Olive Garden location. Text DUNK to 29002. That's D-U-N-K to 29002. To validate offer, fan must text before 12:01 a.m. Redemption no longer limited to specific days or time of week. Offer valid up to 5 days after the game. So if we're going to talk about food, we didn't get pizza today because unfortunately the Magic didn't win. If we're going to talk about food, we're going to do it with this guy. He is Bo Outlaw, former member of the Orlando Magic, and now broadcast analyst with us on Fox Sports Florida. It's always great to catch up with Bo. And Bo, do you get hungry already thinking about Olive Garden and all the great food options that we have here in Central Florida?
Yes, I do. I'm a little surprised I didn't have that number, Dante. So I need to get that information so I can take care of my little soup and salad here.
Now, the only thing for you better than food is free food, right? I'm the same way.
Hey, free food is great, man. It tastes so much better.
You're exactly right. So text 29002, and then you can get your offer validated. Let everybody know, Bo, what your daily routine is. I would think people would be very interested to know, even though you don't play anymore, you train and work out like you play still. You're in the gym every day.
Yeah, I'm in the gym. Like, if I don't have events, well, you know, it's magic. I get up in the morning, eat breakfast, of course. You know, I got to eat first. Then I go to the gym probably about 9:30 or work out at 10 to about 11. Then after that, I got a couple of guys I train on the basketball court, so I don't leave the gym probably about 1:32. And then that's my day until I go eat again after that. But then normally after that, my kids come home, then they want to go back to the gym, so I'm back in the gym with them later that day. And then I get back home about, depending, about 7 or 8 so we can eat again.
Oh, that is fantastic. You plan around the meals, which is how it should be. We do the same thing. The Marcatellis do the same thing. But who are you training? I don't think I knew that you had people you were training.
Well, it's a couple of people. They just went out there overseas now. So it's a couple of girls. A girl named Alexa, she plays in Europe. A girl named Aisha, she plays in Asia. A guy named Reggie, he's going to Portugal. And one last guy who's going to over by near Dubai. And he's still there, TJ. So I got a couple guys I train and play overseas professionally. So it's, you know, I'm just always in the gym if it's not my kids or somebody else's kids.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, we've got a lot to get to as far as the Magic go, and a lot to touch on. But one last thing, man, you do a great job on TV. We got a lot of great feedback, Bo. It was a lot of fun to have you on Fox Sports Florida. For those that didn't see, Bo is going to be back tomorrow night. So we got another classic night. He'll be on there with me and Brian Hill on Fox Sports Florida starting at 6:30. Do you have fun? You enjoy it, Bo?
I most definitely have fun. Like I say, I'm going to take the credit that you guys said I did a great job, but I got to give the credit as well because you and Brian Hill, y'all make it easier. It's kind of like basketball. Y'all throw me a good pass, I can make a layup now. If you just start getting to shoot threes, I don't know.
That's right. We don't need threes, but we throw it up to the rim. You're going to dunk it every time. There's no question.
I got you.
Yep. Speaking with Bo Outlaw, again, he'll be on the telecast tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. Bo, I think the biggest news out of last night, and we hit it on the telecast right when we went to the postgame show, was the play of the second unit. And again, the intent is not to keep piling on last night. Last night's game is over and we're moving on. But obviously, Coach Clifford was not happy with their performance last night, and the numbers show. Terrence Ross was 6 of 12, but everyone else was 1 of 14. Just give us some insight, Bo, because you've started, you've come off the bench, you've played, you've had success in both capacities. What does the mentality need to be of a player coming off the bench?
Coming off the bench, man, to me, I think it's a little bit easier because you get to see the flow of the game, see what's going on, see what's being done wrong and what's been done right. If there's no energy, you come off the bench, bring energy. If you come off the bench and there's energy, just try to fit in and keep the energy. I mean, you got an advantage because you get to sit there and evaluate and watch the game. But last night, like you say, we don't want to do that. We don't want to keep beating them into the ground.
Right.
Because those guys can play. So the key thing is, though, the amount of games, does the energy level change? Yes, it does. You got to have one guy that you know can bring energy. I think that's Terrence Ross. He comes in every time his motor's on. We need another guy to be consistent. Like you say, we were 1-14 other guys, and we keep saying it had 17 points. Yeah, we got free throws from those guys, but we need some shots made to take the pressure off of just Terrence Ross, run for Terrence Ross, because eventually he's going to get tired as well. So you need to have somebody to help him.
No, you're right. I think that's a great point. That's great insight. You know, the Magic had 21 turnovers. 11 of them were part of that second unit. Again, they didn't shoot it well. How much of it, Bo, you know, you don't have Jonathan Isaac. And so you're getting big minutes out of Jarrell Martin, who goes for 20 minutes. You know, Jaron Grant is still – point guard is one of the hardest positions to learn, if not the hardest, and he's got to know everybody's position. So how much of it – last night, do you think that this group is still learning each other, or was it just, hey, sometimes you're going to have nights where you don't have it, and you got to be better the next game?
These guys are pros, so you're saying you're still learning, yes, but it's still basketball as well. So when you come out there, you just got to go do your job. If I shoot the ball well, shoot the ball. If I don't dribble it that well, give it to a guy who does and get in position so you're effective. Don't try to do nothing out of character. That's where we get into bad situations. If a guy's not off the dribble, pull-up guy, don't do that. Get your feet set, catch it, and shoot. If you know what I'm saying? Like, just stay within your game and make it easy, man. When we try to get outside ourselves, is when we give ourselves problems, like you say, man. Once again, we're pros, but on the other side of the court, it's pros, too. So you're competing against pros as well. So it's not like it's just a walk in the park.
No, and there's a lot of pride out there. And these guys, these guys are hungry. And it's not like, listen, if Jarrell Martin wants to stay in the NBA, it's a contract year. I mean, this guy is hungry. These guys are playing hard. But there were just a number of mistakes last night. Bo, I look at a guy like Jonathan Simmons. It could clearly not back to the old Jonathan Simmons that we were familiar with last year. He was such an integral part of this team for this team to have success. And if they want to be competing for that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, they're going to need Sims. He missed several weeks, if not months, with that wrist injury where he couldn't even pick up a basketball. How hard is that, and how much of that might be, you know, it takes a lot. You get out of playing, you get away from the game, it's hard to recover that. Is that what we're seeing maybe with Sims a little bit?
Yeah, game reps. Like I say, you can practice is cool and all that, getting him in, but he still has to get back in game shape and game reps because there's nothing, you can't simulate a game. But, you know, practice is good. You can get banged up, you can run. He's going to have to get himself in better shape. And once you get in better shape, your confidence comes along with that. Like you said, this is opportunity. When a guy goes down in front of you, this is your opportunity to make a case for why I should be here. So, therefore, take advantage of it. Sit down, buckle down, and do your job. And you give yourself and your team a better chance of winning, and you a better chance of playing longer and more.
No, you're right. And I think if I'm, and to that point, Bo, I think if I'm Kim Birch, if I'm Isaiah Briscoe, if I'm Melvin Frazier Jr., I'm coming in and having one heck of a practice today. I'm going to let the coach know that, hey, this might be an opportunity for me. If I were to get the call, if they start slow again, maybe I show coach that I'm ready.
But like you said, the key point is showing coach when you're ready to win and practice. Every day, if you bring it every day, you don't have to be like, oh, he's hurt, now let me bring him. No, bring it every day. So when that opportunity comes, you'll be like, okay, now this is my opportunity to give Kim Burst that little time. Give Frazier the time. So don't pick and choose when you bring the energy. If you're not a guy that's playing all that time, you should be in practice every day. They should be mad at you, be saying, why are you going that hard? Well, this is my game right here. This is my game.
All right, Bo, you are absolutely rolling. Hang in there. We got more from you in the second segment. Magic fans, all season long, Car Wash Palace is giving you 40% off your exterior car wash experience every Tuesday. During your visit on Tuesday, use promo code 1989 to receive your discounted car wash. Car wash packages start at just $3 with the promo code and include a self-vacuum station. Visit thecarwashpalace.com for location details. We're talking with number 45, Bo Outlaw, and oh yes, we're not going to have Bo and not get into the heart and hustle era. We'll discuss that when we come back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When the Magic hit 5 or more threes in a game, and they certainly did that last night, they knocked down 9. When they get 5 or more threes in a home game, fans in attendance will receive a free original chicken sandwich the next day from Chick-fil-A. Bring your ticket stub or the free offer activated in your Orlando Magic app to participating Central Florida Chick-fil-A locations to redeem. Now listen, we've touched on the things that need to be better, and I don't doubt that they will. You said it, and we said it as well. You know, Friday's another game, and I think they're going to be motivated. They're going to have a lot to prove. You mentioned Terrence Ross, how well he's playing. Consistency has kind of always been a thing for Terrence, but he's now going on three straight double-digit games where he has really provided a lift for that second unit.
Yes, and that's key, because now when Terrence comes in the game, we know it's a little comfort zone that we know this guy right here is going to give us a bucket. If he doesn't give you a bucket, he's going to give himself an opportunity to get a bucket. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to play hard, and he's playing on both ends of the court, diving for loose balls, making efforts to get through picks. So I think that's where it's contagious. If you play hard on one end, you're going to play hard on the other end. Most guys are one way. You got to play both ways. It gets you involved in the game, because if you're playing defense, you get an easy steal and an easy bucket. Guess what? There your confidence goes. Oh, I got a steal and a dunk. Oh, I got a steal and an easy layup. Then your motivation, your confidence gets up. You start rolling. So he's doing it well because he's playing on both ends of the court, and I like that.
Was that kind of your mentality, Bo? Like, especially for, you know, I think of someone who's a shooter, it's hard to come in and shoot cold off the bench. Maybe they get a layup or a dunk or are able to get a steal. But you were so effective around the rim. Did you think if I came in there, if I get a block, a rebound, a steal, a big defensive play, I can kind of get myself going that way?
Most definitely. Think about it like this. If I come in a game and as soon as I came again, I went up 94 feet and saw pressure. Guess what I'm doing to myself? I'm getting engaged in the game. I'm getting warm. I'm getting active.
Right.
So then I get in the game. I get this block. I'm going to get a block. I'm sprinting the lane. I might not get the ball, but I'm involved. I might call somebody else to get a layup because I ran that much harder.
That's right. It's not
about me. It's about we. But if I can start, once I get on the court, getting engaged, I'm in the game. I don't have to, like, let me get a couple of trips up and down the court. No. Let me get in the game and see if I can make something happen, because that's why Coach put me in here.
See, and I think that's huge. I think that's huge. Not to waste possession. I'm not saying this group is doing that, but not to waste possessions, getting yourself warm. You can go in and have an impact right away. Go in and have an impact right away. Bo, I think the other thing, and we'll end on this, but I want to get your thoughts here. He mentioned expectations, and I think that's a big thing. He said, we don't have our expectations. You know, Coach Clifford alluded to the fact that they're not where they should be. And you know, when he was here the first time, there were high expectations. Obviously, the team was different, but there were high expectations. And I think about that Heart and Hustle team, which was 19 years ago, by the way, Bo. Next year will be the 20th anniversary of that Heart and Hustle team, which is hard to believe. But
yeah.
But the expectations, you said it last night on the broadcast. What, nationally they picked you maybe to win 16 games?
Yeah.
And you were you don't accept low expectations. You set the bar higher, don't you?
Yeah, man, listen, you're in practice every day. You know what you're doing. Come on, man. Be better than they expect you to be. If not, at least think it. We're going to go out there and, hey, y'all think we're a walkover? So be it. Have pride, man. Like I said last night, be a pro. If I'm on the court, you're going to know it. I can't just go through the motions, because everyone doesn't have the same as a basketball team. We don't have the same amount of rope. What Evan Fournier do, Terrence Ross might not be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Some guys can shoot 15 shots a miss. Some guys can shoot 2 shots a miss. I got to be an opportunity guy. So if coach gives me opportunity, I got to take advantage of it. So, I mean, I always have to be ready.
But that was part of that, and you mentioned it with the practices were the games. I mean, I think about that team 19 years ago, not only the low expectations, and you guys took that personal, but it transpired. Those practices were all-out battles. So I think you guys kind of got to relax a little bit when you got to play a game.
Did you see those practices?
Yes, I did. Those were great.
You hit it right on the head. Our practices were harder than the game.
Yeah.
So when we got to the game, we were like, that's all you got? Like, man, we were like, I mean, we got to the point several, not just once, it was like at least 10 to 15 times we almost got in fight. Because we're competitive. But once we got into the locker room, we were talking about it. But on the court, we're competitive, man. So we're like, man, what you hit me that offer? Man, you know, it wasn't personal, but you weren't on my team at the time.
I love that.
Exactly. So it wasn't personal because you weren't on my team. I had on blue, you had on white. I hate it for you. But at the end of the day, when we went to play somebody else, their uniforms didn't match ours, I hate it for you because we're coming at you extremely hard.
Well, and you were the ultimate team guy. I don't know if anybody had his teammates back more than you did, Bo Outlaw. I mean, you always were helping, not only helping defensively, but physically. It was known if you were going to go after one of my guys, Bo Outlaw had your back, and there's no question about that. Did you know what you had, Bo, with that group? Thinking back at it now, do you wonder what could have been if you held on to a guy like a Ben Wallace? If you're able to hold on to maybe a Chucky Atkins, the pieces that you had in place. Did you know what you had was something special?
We knew we had a good group because what we did with what little as they say we had, we believed in each other so much. Like, we didn't care who scored 20 points that night. We had this mentality, this old school mentality, feed the pig. If you score two in a row, guess where the next four shots coming from? That same guy.
Yep. I love that phrase, feed the pig. We got to see that more these days here in the NBA and with this group, and we'll see if that doesn't happen. Bo, great job last night. Great job on the radio today, and we get you back on the telecast tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I'm ready for tomorrow.
I know you are. I know. Opportunity. Here he goes, and he gets on the telecast, and he makes the most of it. And now, listen, if it's going to be raining tomorrow, we'll be inside, so don't worry about that. They'll take care of you.
That's fine. Wherever you put me, I'm ready to go.
I know you are. Ultimate team player. He is Bo Outlaw. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Bo Outlaw, number 45. I tell you, he was an absolute joy to watch in a Magic uniform. Wherever he played, and everything he said is exactly right. The consummate professional, ultimate team guy. Whatever is good, whatever is for the best of the team, he was all for. So, and some great insight. I thought that was interesting. He's kind of the perfect guy because he played so hard and knew what it meant to take advantage of an opportunity. Perfect guy to kind of shed a little insight on that second unit and really everyone on this team and what their mentality could and should be moving forward. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Aaron Berlin has you covered. The Magic will host the Washington Wizards. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida and 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.